strong word did cleave the darkness. At thy speaking, it was done.
You're listening to the Green Pastures with Jesus podcast, the audio home of Shepherd of the Lakes Lutheran Church, located in lovely Fairmont, Minnesota. You found your daily home for a few minutes with Jesus, including a Monday and Thursday in-depth study podcast and the occasional Saturday bonus episode. I'm your host, Pastor Peter Hagen. Today we've got our daily Bible reading, so take a deep breath and let's hear what God has to say. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Christ, true Son of God, Lamb who was slain, now risen in glory, listen to our prayers. Grant that we may die to all that is evil, and rise to good works. Through your mercy, O our God, you are blessed, and live and govern all things now and forever. Amen. Today's scripture reading comes from Ephesians chapter 3. For this reason I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus for the sake of you Gentiles, surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you, that is, the mystery made known to me by revelation, as I have already written briefly. In reading this, then, you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to men in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. This mystery is that through the gospel the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise of Christ Jesus. I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace, given to me through the working of His power. Although I am less than the least of all God's people, this grace was given to me, to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God who created all things. His intent was that now, through the Church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, according to His eternal purpose, which He accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. In Him and through faith in Him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. I ask you, therefore, not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are your glory. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom His whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of His glorious riches He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us, to Him be glory in the Church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. This is one of those places where Paul starts writing, and then he stops himself and he says, wait, I've got something else I have to finish saying about what I was talking about previously. At the end of chapter 2, Paul had just been talking about how Jesus Christ had destroyed the dividing wall of hostility, the barrier between Jews and Gentiles, really, by washing away the sin at the cross and by fulfilling the law in our place. And he wants to go on to where he starts in really verse 14. For this reason, he kneels before the Father in heaven, and he prays on behalf of the Ephesians. But he's got to like take two paragraphs and really talk a little bit more about this one united Christian church, the idea of we are one in Christ. And Paul says, this is the mystery. This is God's grace. That it had been hidden in the past, but now it's been revealed and made known. And what a tremendous message of grace this is, that we have been brought into fellowship with God and with one another, with no distinction between people, where every person who is a believer in Jesus Christ has the exact same access to God and can call every other Christian a brother or sister in Christ. Verse 10, God's intent was that now through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. That is, through you and through the way that God has arranged his church as members of the body of Christ, his Christians, God declares his grace, yeah, to the world. But Paul's point here, God declares his grace to angels and demons. Awesome. And we can approach this God in full faith and confidence. And so therefore, there is no reason to be discouraged about anything, really, that the Christian can be an optimist, can see God's grace both in times of suffering and times that are good and without suffering. And so, since this is all the case, since we are one in Christ, that's kind of our working theme for Ephesians here, we are one in Christ. Since this is the case, Paul prays that God would strengthen the Ephesians and strengthen us with power through his Holy Spirit, that we may have be rooted and established in love. Just got to note that importance of love among Christians. That, yes, love comes from God. And this is how we know what love is, that Jesus Christ died for us. And as a result of that, we love one another. And as we love one another, as we demonstrate that love, and as we hear how Jesus loved us, we perhaps begin to grasp a little bit more how much Jesus' love for us really is. As we seek and we strive to reflect his love in our lives, we see how difficult it is. Yeah. And that leads us to fall to our knees and say, thank you, Lord, for loving me. For loving me like that. And this is the God that we worship. He is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. This is our incredible God. And our prayer, our only prayer, is that God may be glorified among us, both in our preaching, in our praying, in our praises, and in our actions toward one another, and in our actions toward those outside the church. May God be glorified in what we do and what we say and how we act. So end of chapter 3 here really concludes the first half of the book of Ephesians, where Paul really talks about the work of God in, you know, his works of predestination, of justification, of incorporating us into the body of Christ. Chapters 4, 5, and 6 really are kind of the practical applications of that. Chapter 1 through 3 really lays the foundation and the groundwork, the doctrinal background, what's going on in the background. Chapters 4, 5, and 6 is like what you see on the surface. So if you think of chapter 1 through 3 as like huge chunks of iceberg underneath the water, when we get to 4, 5, and 6, and what do we see there? The same truth. We are one in Christ, and that affects everything, and that changes our attitudes toward one another, and that means we want to reflect God's love for us individually to one another. God bless your day.
Jerusalem, the gold.
Thanks for listening to Green Pastures with Jesus, the audio home of Shepherd of the Lakes Lutheran Church of Fairmont, Minnesota. If you like what you just heard, we hope you'll pass along our website, www.shepherdofthelakes.net. Pass that along to your friends and colleagues. Be sure to check out our archives section at our website for previous podcasts. You can find us 9:30 a.m. Sunday mornings at 323 East 1st Street in Fairmont, just up the hill from Richard's Towing. Any questions, contact me, Pastor Hagen, 507-236-9572. God bless your day. What bliss beyond compare.